Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the second hour of Positive Business. I'm Patricia Raskin. Remember, this is the program that helps you turn your business obstacles into opportunities and your business problems into solutions. And that's what we do here. We offer hope. We know what all the issues are. We know how bad the climate can be. What we look at is where's the hope? Because that's how we're going to become proactive, and that's how we're going to make a change and make a difference and also bring happiness into our lives. Because if we're happy in one area, it spills over into other areas of our lives as well. And we have a terrific guest on today, and she is from Rhode Island. She's on the phone with us. We are talking about money and about how you can create financial independence through your attitude and through strategy. My guest is Belinda Fuchs, CPA, who's helping thousands of people discover how owning your money creates certainty, security, and the life of financial independence. And Belinda's the president of OwnYourMoney.com, a financial coaching and education company teaching individuals, couples, and business owners how to make personal finance and small business success rewarding, manageable, and profitable. And her newest product is Invest in Yourself, the 7-day system to take control of your money. And you can log on to OwnYourMoney.com. Welcome, Belinda.
Thank you so much. Hi, yeah. Patricia. How are you doing today?
Oh, great. It's great to have you on the show. What do you think is the greatest challenge when it comes to managing your business or your personal finances, or both?
Your greatest challenge, honestly, I think it's themselves. I think it's the business owners that are often their greatest ally and their greatest enemy at the same time.
Mm.
You know, and you touched on earlier in terms of it's the attitude and strategy, and the attitude comes from themselves, and it's often their approach, their mindset that either helps them win or lose the game.
Hmm. How do you work with business owners? What are some of the things you do?
Sure. So oftentimes what I find with business owners is that they've likely started a business because they were good at a particular skill. And the challenge, though, is that they never really learned how to transition that skill into a sustainable, profitable business.
Hmm.
All of a sudden, you know, and that's why I said themselves in a lot of ways, because all of a sudden, and I learned this the hard way myself, I knew that there was a place around this new, you know, not conflicting or competing with accountants or financial advisors, that there was this niche around like financial therapy almost, or really helping people through their attitudes and behaviors to get into action.
Mm-hmm.
So what I realized that although I was working on the personal money management side as well, that business owners had all the same mindset challenges, and now they had like everything weighing on them, so kind of even more pressure to succeed in running their own business, because now their whole livelihood was counting on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I took it on as a mission. You know, it started out as a hobby for me in some ways, but then I really just found how much I connected with people who were so frustrated because they were working so much, yet there was so much profit to be had in their idea, and they just didn't know how to get to it.
Mm.
So
how do you do that? Do you work with them as a financial planner, in a sense, by saying, here's your plan and here's how we're going to implement it?
Well, the term financial planner usually means something very specific. And it often involves much more on diversification and asset allocation with your investments. You know, financial planners oftentimes, too, can be looking at protecting your investments through insurance and that kind of a thing. So I think of it more like an action plan, per se, or helping them have, you know, implement a strategy for their business.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more than looking at what's, you know, what their finances, per se, or what their investments are doing. So sometimes it does have, and I know that this can be a little bit confusing, so feel free to ask more questions, and I'll try and explain it as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is definitely a financial component to it. I've looked at so many sets of financials. I mean, my first part of my career, I guess, was 15 years in corporate accounting and finance. And I used to go into businesses from small businesses of, you know, $100,000 to $2 billion businesses. And then I would go in and review their financials and serve as their auditor and consultant on their operational effectiveness. And so I've taken all of those skills now and help people look at their own financials and find those places where they can be capitalizing, leveraging, really, their skill set. And so oftentimes, just to give you some examples, because I think this is probably the best way, it's looking at, okay, how can I be repackaging or repricing myself to be charging more for what I'm doing?
Mm-hmm.
So here's an example. I have a client who's, and my clients are all over the country, and this client is in Washington, D.C., and he's a video producer. And so he had been charging $175 an hour, and he had an instinct that that was too low. So part of what we did together was we did what I call a bottom-up and a top-down approach, where we looked at, from the bottom up, what are all of his costs, you know, what is it costing him to run the business, and how much profit does he want to be making, and then also, though, a top-down to say, what's his competition doing? How much value is he delivering? How can he be adding more value, and maybe not having it be any more work for him, potentially, but more perceived value to the customer? We ended up raising his rate from $175 an hour to $275 an hour.
And what happened?
Well, this is so fun. So he ended up, just on that one change, generating over $200,000 more in income last year.
Isn't that amazing?
Just
from
that
doing
one
that.
Shift.
But you have to know, though, Belinda, you have to know that you can do that. In some cases, what happens is that you have to go come down in your price. And I have seen that, where some cases you have to come down 100 instead of go up 100. So there has to be, instinctively, you know that.
Oftentimes I do, and that's where I serve as this independent, trusted business advisor for people, because the analogy that I've taken out, which I think is awesome, it's that when you're inside the jar, you can't read the label on the outside.
Yeah, so,
so what ends up happening is that they can't see for themselves what may be the reality of their situation, good or bad. So although sometimes it may feel like, yes, you need to be coming down on your price, my model actually says, well, how can you be delivering more value to your clients so that they want to pay you more than they might have ordinarily when comparing you to the rest of the marketplace?
So a lot of it, what you're talking about is customer service and personal relations and really developing those strong client relationships so that those people feel that you're really there for them.
That is absolutely a core component, and it's I model it for my clients, and then I have them use that approach when they're working with their clients, because that's really what you're being paid for. A key component is that relationship, and so making sure you're nurturing that relationship and making sure at all different stages along the way that they are recognizing and realizing the value that you're delivering.
I want to read something from your materials that I think is powerful. And you say, if you've never asked yourself that question, you're not as wealthy as you can be, instead of, do I own my money or does it own me? And you say that when you truly own your money and make it work for you, you then take responsibility for your financial situation without judgment or shame, claiming your positive relationship to money and the life of financial freedom that you deserve. And then you say you'll be able to quickly and easily find the money in your life to be creating a cushion, saving, paying down debt, and contributing to your nest egg, leaving any shame or guilt from your money past behind you and feeling worthy of real wealth, consolidating all of your records and create your own personal financial statements, gain a true, honest understanding of your financial situation, and then develop a plan of short-term, medium-term, and long-term goals. And that makes so much sense to me, Belinda.
I'm glad you're on board. Yeah, that's own your money. And, you know, I think
what happens is that I think a lot of us, and I felt this too, is that when you make a mistake or when you've gone down the wrong path, which, you know, we all make mistakes, there is, as you said, that shame. Like, oh, you know, why did I invest in that stock? Or why did I drop that stock? Or why did I take that client? Or why didn't I charge enough? Or, you know, why did I spend too much on this? Well, you know, sometimes you don't know. You're doing the best you can. And maybe you've bought a product or you've hired a consultant that isn't the right one. But how do you know that till you've gone through it? You use your best judgment, but there are going to be mistakes.
there are going to be mistakes, and there are things that you can be doing to get the support that you need to stop making them or to make less of them. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of times that failure is often a key component of getting towards success. And oftentimes it takes us letting go of our fear of failure to really get to the level that we want to get to. And I've certainly made my fair share of early investments that haven't panned out. And now I've learned, and now I counsel people what to do and what not to do. And sometimes that's part of my role as that business advisor for them, is to say, you know what, let's really think through. I mean, I literally just got an email today that said, hey, I'm thinking about this $1,000 investment. Do you think that this really makes sense for me? And sometimes it just doesn't. And I can help them to see how to make that choice. And it's about teaching them how to fish, not just making it for them.
Yeah.
So it's saying, okay, let's think through the criteria that you'll want to use when making this decision, and then let's get you into action powerfully to own your money and to learn how to be making those decisions in the future as well. So, I mean, it makes such a difference once you take on the power that owning your money and owning your business can be doing for
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. All
right. Otherwise, you're living in the shame.
Call us, folks, 437-5000, 888-345-0790. Your question's for Belinda Fuchs, and she is the president of Own Your Money. Is that how we say that? Ownyourmoney.com. Ownyourmoney.com. And she is a wonderful resource for people who want to handle their finances more desirably, or feel like they're stuck in some way. And she will talk to you about specific solutions for your financial needs, creative thinking toward growing your business, and creating multiple streams of income. Let's talk about that. Other streams of income. So whether it's a different company or whether it's some consulting work, give us some other ideas about multiple streams of income, Belinda.
Right. So most people have one way of looking at their business, and most people might even look at my business and say, okay, so you just do coaching directly, right?
Mm-hmm.
Coaching and consulting. And then I would say, well, no, what I've been able to do is to leverage my expertise to also do speeches, for instance. So I'll speak at conferences, I speak at companies, and really, on the personal side, bring a level of financial wellness and prosperity that they just can't get anywhere else. And it's a different spin. It's purely independent, so I'm not selling them a particular product or investment strategy. It's totally committed to their employees or their members' wealth. I'm speaking at the National Association of Women MBAs actually next week. People can get more information at ownyourmoney.com. Mm-hmm. And so that's one stream of income, for instance. Then another one is products. So I have a CD product that's gotten fantastic reviews. That's at Own Your Money as well. And that's about, it's called Invest in Yourself, the 7-Day System to Take Control of Your Money. Mm-hmm. And so what that does is it gives people a step-by-step approach to address both the mindset as well as the very practical aspects of what they need to do to take control of their money.
Mm-hmm. And that's some of the things that you talk about in taking control of your money is how to launch teleclass programs, how to add new clients, how to decrease overhead, how to strengthen websites, how to really devise creative new marketing efforts, how to eliminate credit card debt, and
right,
establish...
And you're spanning through the personal side, right, on the eliminating credit card debt,
mm.
as well as the business side, mm. because, and it's interesting, because I guess eliminating credit card debts in some ways can become income. Like, on the personal side, I literally feel like people are walking down the street with holes in their pockets, and I help them plug up those holes. And then they get to keep more of the money that they're working so hard to earn. And so on the business side, you know, it can be even looking at past clients as a new source of revenue for them. I think sometimes people are so forward-focused that they're not nurturing the relationships that may have closed. But now, a year, 2 years, 3 years later, you may now need to, or your these past clients may now need your help again. So that can be a new source of revenue.
So right? what's really nice about what you do is, as a CPA, you can help them with day-to-day finances and look at their financial situation. But it's more than that. You're really helping to guide them in terms of business success. So the money is the tool, but you help to look at different strategies, whether it's marketing, whether it's motivation, in addition to the financial strategies.
Absolutely. Thank you for recognizing that, because when people don't have the motivation and the inspiration, they just don't do it. And oftentimes when I'm working with business owners, it's teaching them how to put themselves out there in a whole new powerful way where they can learn how to quantify and articulate their value proposition in the world. The new book that's coming out is called Self-Worth to Net Worth, because it starts internally with your self-worth, and then you're growing it to build your net worth.
And so the self-concept is very key here. Very important. And I think you said something very powerful in terms of really believing that you're worth it. And I think there have been many times women, particularly in midlife, who grew up, you know, in the 50s or 60s, you know, weren't taught to have that real strong self-worth around money and around owning their own business. You know, a lot of people in their 50s and 60s then became teachers and nurses. So there's a whole mindset that goes with this that you're talking about and you're reinforcing.
Absolutely. And it's been interesting that when I first started the business, I had thought that more of my clients were going to be younger and just making good money, really looking for support. How can they be doing it better? So maybe 20s, early 30s. And what was interesting is that more of my clients were the people you're talking about, people who are in their mid to late 30s, 40s, and 50s, who are saying, you know what, I never really learned how to do the best things with my money. I never really learned how to grow my business and appreciate my own value like I can. And the impact of that is that I'm not charging what I'm worth, and I'm not promoting myself nearly in the powerful way that I can.
Right. And there's a tricky part here, though, because part of that is promoting yourself. And there are many times that people, you know, the first thing they cut is the advertising and the promotion, which when you need business is something you need to do. So it's a little slippery there, Belinda.
It is, but oftentimes the promotion that people can do can be
low cost.
Right? So there can be a piece that's advertising in some way, but what I have people really think about, and that's part of this whole return on investment equation that I keep reinforcing, because this is how we're getting to keep more money and to be generating more profit in this, is really spending our money in the best ways. And for the first 5 people who call, and what I'll do for you is do what I call a red flag call, where people share with me in a very confidential way what are the places that they're spending money on, whether it's personally or professionally. And I'll help you to see, are there any red flags that you need to be thinking about? Like, I've stopped people from doing overly extensive websites if they're not really going to serve them, from making investments in things that won't really get them the benefit. And in other cases, though, if they're getting to their target market, for instance, in a very powerful way that will lead somebody to want more information and to buy from them, then oftentimes I will encourage that sort of an investment.
All right. All right. What we're going to do, Belinda, is take a break and come back. We'll have a couple of minutes, and we'll come back and close up, and then we'll offer people your very generous offer of a phone call and helping them to red flag some things that they may want to change or add in their business. Yes. So again, my guest is Belinda Fuchs, and she is the president of Own Your Money, and she helps people create security and certainty and financial independence that they deserve and that you deserve. So right after the break, you certainly can log on to ownyourmoney.com and tell Belinda that you heard it right here on Positive Business. But we're going to give you more information when we come back after the break. You're listening to Positive Business right here on AM 790. And I'm Patricia Raskin. You'll have a couple of minutes to call us after the break at 437-5000 or 888-345-0790 or write to me on Facebook at Patricia Raskin Positive Radio. Stay tuned. Hi, everyone. We are back. You are listening to Positive Business, and I'm Patricia Raskin right here on AM 790. So happy to be with you. Have a great guest, and she's right here in Rhode Island. My guest is Belinda Fuchs. She's a CPA who's helping thousands of people discover how owning your money can create certainty, security, and the life of independence financially that you deserve. She's president of OwnYourMoney.com, a financial coaching and education company teaching individuals and couples and business owners how to make personal finance and small business success rewarding, manageable, and profitable. So, Belinda, you have a special offer for our listeners if they call in and say they heard it right here. Tell us about it.
I do. So what we were just talking about is how oftentimes people spend money, business owners or individuals, couples, and they don't realize that it's actually a huge mistake oftentimes. So I have what I call a red flag call for the first five people who contact our office, either by email at info@ownyourmoney.com or just give us a call, jot this down, 617-268-0600. Again, that's 617-268-0600. I am actually in the Boston area, but I do a lot of work in Rhode Island. I'm actually speaking at the Bryant Conference coming up next month. And call me, be one of the first five callers, and let's spend just a few minutes confidentially making sure that you're spending your money in the right places and finding those places where you can keep more of it and really maximize and leverage your value. Let's make it happen.
Terrific. And just so you heard it right here on Positive Business, again, it's ownyourmoney.com. And the number is
617-268-0600.
Okay.
And they can sign up right now, too, on our website for the money tips that we send out. Just those alone will make this a very profitable 30 minutes for you.
Terrific. Oh, I'm very happy that you came on the program. Thanks so much, Belinda. And again, it's info@ownyourmoney.com. Is that correct?
That's the email, info@ownyourmoney.com. And then you can get all the information about our CD program, about the tips.
Great.
And I just added a post today about low-cost, high-value options you can do for Valentine's Day.
Oh, terrific.
Your partner will love that.
Terrific. Okay.
Check that out.
A look at that. Yes, and stay on the line. All right, next up, I'm really excited. Nancy Friedman, author and speaker on sales and customer service and communication skills. She is the president and founder of Telephone Doctor Customer Service Training, and I love the title of her new book. I just love it. Listen to this. How to Get Your Customers Swearing by You, Not at You. Telephone Doctor's Guide to Customer Service Training. So that's coming up right next. Don't move your dial. You're listening to Positive Business, and I'm Patricia Raskin right here on AM 790. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.